We're reading from the Zohar, from the introduction of the Zohar, item 68. You can find the link to the text on Kab.tv. You can also ask questions on Kab.tv, and selected questions will be aired during the lesson. Item 68. But does a new word of any person do it, even when he does not know what he is saying? Come and see that when one who is not proficient in the secrets of the Torah innovated words that he does not know how to verify properly, that innovation rises and comes out to that thing, an unreliable man who speaks lies out of the female of the great deep. He leaps 500 palsas to receive that thing. He takes it and walks with the thing to his female and makes a false firmament in her, which is called tohu. The man that the righteous raise to bring contentment to their maker, to benefit the upper one, is called innovated words of Torah. This is so because they are innovated by the upper zivug, and through them Zon receive new mochin until they are thus rewarded with establishing heaven and founding earth. By that they become partners with the Creator, because through their words heaven and earth are renewed. However, one whose ways are not in the secrets of Torah, one who is not proficient in the ways of the Creator, to know how to keep himself from blemishing the upper degrees, says that his aim is for a higher benefit. However, he is misleading himself, for he does not know that it is in his soul to know the scrutiny that he is not aiming for his own needs. His punishment is grave indeed, for he gives power to the klipot to kill people.
Within himself, it means.
He innovated words that he did not know how to verify properly, meaning that he raised man for the upper zivug and did not fully and sufficiently know that it was truly so. In that case, he is an unreliable man who speaks lies out of the female of the great deep and leaps 500 parsais to receive that thing.
But from this lie, nevertheless, it's essential states. But once more, raising man is only due to the connection. Only the prayer of the many is accepted.
An unreliable man who speaks lies out of the female of the great deep. There are male and female in the klipot as well. The male is called false, and the female is called lie. This is so because the male klipa is not as bad as the female. For himself, he is not failing people into lying in the name of the Creator. On the contrary, he speaks well, or so it seems. Yet his eye is evil, as it is written, "Do not eat the bread of an evil-eyed man." He says to you, "Eat and drink." But his heart is not with you. Also, anyone who is captured by him speaks the name of the Creator in vain, for he is separated from the Creator and cannot receive any bounty. It is written, "Anyone who is proud," says the Creator, "he and I cannot dwell in the same abode." It is so because when one's aim is to receive his needs for himself, to brag and to boast, and so on, he is captured by the authority of that evil-eyed. Thus, the man that he raises does not extend any bounty from above, and he speaks the name of the Creator in vain. For this reason, the male klipa is called false, since the Creator cannot be attached to that man to dwell with him in the same abode. And the female klipa is called lie, for once the man is caught in the net of the male, who is called false, he has the power to mate with his female, who is an evil and bitter klipa, which fakes the name of the Creator and lies in it. Then she descends and incites, rises and complains, and takes his soul from him. For this reason he is called an unreliable man. For first he says to you, eat and drink, meaning he raises man to the Creator and extends abundance for a high need, and seems as though he is from the side of Kedusha, holiness. Afterwards, by the power of his falsehood, he mates with the female of the great deep, and with her lie, he takes his soul and kills him. It was said, an unreliable man who speaks lies, out of the female of the great deep, since he turns into speaking lies only by the power of the female of the great deep in which he is associated, and not in and of himself. He leaps 500 parsas to receive that thing. This is so because at their root, zon of tuma, impurity, have only vak and a point, only vak and a point opposite to zon of kdusha, of holiness. In that place they have neither a place nor the power to cling to bina. However, through the man that the lower one raises, he gives the male of tum'ah power to skip over the zat of bina, which are extended into zone of kdusha, who are essentially only five sfirot hagatna, called 500 parsas. This is so because the Sefirot of Bina are regarded as hundreds, and it was said that he leaped 500 parsas to receive that thing because immediately upon the raising of Man, he obtained the power to leap into a place that is not his, the five bottom Sefirot Chagatna of Bina, which are called 500 parsas. To receive that thing refers to the man raised by the man who did not know sufficiently if his aim was to please his maker. He walks with the thing to his male, to his female, and makes a false firmament in her, which is called tohu. That is, he mates over this man with his female of the great deep, and extends lights of kdusha to him, to his lot and to his construction, similar to the new heaven of Kedusha that is done by the man of Kedusha. Those heavens that he extended by his zivug are called the false firmament with respect to the male, and a firmament of tohu with respect to the participation with the nukva of the great deep, which is called a firmament of tohu. Tohu is the name of the male, and deep is the name of the female. It was said that he made the false firmament through his own self, which is called tohu by his association with the deep, the nukva.
Any questions? Please. Okay. A bit more.
69. That unreliable man flies in the false firmament 6,000 parsas at once. And once a false firmament stands, a woman of heraldry immediately comes out, holding that false...
Meaning it isn't remain as such, or other person nevertheless receives a sensation, a correction that he's in falsehood. Otherwise he could have stayed like that and forever, for eternity. So the bad nukva comes out and corrects it. The harlotry woman.
holding that first firmament and taking part in it. From there she goes out and kills several thousands and tens of thousands, since while she's in that firmament, she has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world in an instant. This is so because these mochin that were drawn out to him in that false firmament are from the Sitra Acha opposite the Chokhmah of Kedusha, whose numbers are thousands. He flies in the firmament and grips through it, 6,000 parsas at once, in 6 sfirot Chagat Nehi of Chokhmah, which are called 6,000 parsas, since they are from Chokhmah. And once a false firmament is established, a woman of heraldry immediately comes out, grips that false firmament, and partakes in it. That is, once the new heaven of the male klipa, who is called only by the name false, are completed, the female of the great deep discloses her strength, and her strength attacks the firmament to lie in the name of the Creator. She flies in the firmament, and then it is called a firmament of Tohu. From there she goes out and kills several thousands and tens of thousands, since while she's in that firmament, she has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world in an instant. This is so because while she partakes in that firmament, she grows stronger and bigger than the level of the male, since the male grows only to Vak of Chokhmah, which are 6,000 parsas, and the Nukva grows through him in 10 complete sfirot, a complete world, and has permission and ability to fly and to traverse the entire world. A whole world in ten sfirot in an instant. It is written about it, and how long is his anger? A moment. Hence, she has great power for killing thousands and tens of thousands of people, as it is written, for many are the victims she has cast down.
Because she's an entire system, she has the male next to her.
And as new heaven and earth for Kedusha are always built by the man of the righteous, the heaven and earth for the Klipot is always built by the man of those who do not know how to truly serve the Creator, as it is written, God has made them one opposite the other.
Yes, and this is considered that the klipot are from the locks of sanctity. Yes.
Item 70. It is written about that, woe to those who drag iniquity with the cords of falsehood, and sin is as cart ropes. Iniquity is male, sin is female, a woman of heraldry. One who sins draws in the iniquity, the male, by those false ropes, as it is written, and sin is as cart ropes. This means that he draws into that female who is called sin, who intensifies there to fly and to slay people. This is why it is written, for many are the victims she has cast down. Who cast down? It is she, that sin who kills people. And who caused it? It was a disciple of the wise, who did not achieve teaching, yet teaches nonetheless. The male of Klipa is not as bad as the female, because he resembles himself to Kedusha. As it is written, he says to you, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. This is why he is called false. Yet for this reason he has great power to capture people in his net. And once he has fallen into his net, he comes and mates with his nukva. Then sin is as cart ropes, and she pulls him into the great deep. The falsehood only ties him with the ropes and captures him, as it's written, woe to those who drag iniquity with the cords of falsehood. And then he drops him before his female. Then sin is as cart ropes, when the sin drops him into the great deep and kills him. This is why it was said that she is that sin which kills people. Item 71. Rabbi Shimon said to the friends, "Please, do not utter a word of Torah which you did not know or hear from a tree that is as great as it should be, so you will not be causing that sin of killing numerous people for naught." They all said, "May the Merciful One save us. In other words, if you know for yourselves, it is best. If you don't, you must hear how to properly serve the Creator from a great tree, meaning from a great man who is trustworthy, so you will not be causing that sin of killing numerous people for naught." Item 72. The Creator created the world with the Torah. We learn that it is written, "Then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight." This relates to the Torah, with which the Creator was playing 2,000 years before the world was created. He looked at her once, twice, thrice, and four times. And then he told them. In the end, he performed a deed in her to teach people not to come and err in her. As it is written, "Then he saw it and declared it. He established it and also searched it out. And to man he said, 'He saw' is the first time, 'Declared it' is the second time, 'Established it' is the third time, and 'Also searched it out' is the fourth time. Then he told them, as it is written, 'And to man he said.'" Item 73. The Creator created what he created, corresponding those four times that are written. Then he saw it and declared it, he established it, and also searched it out. And until he did his deed, he first brought four words, as it is written, "Bereshit bara Elokim et." In the beginning, God created the. Thus four. Afterwards, it is written, "Hashemayim," the heaven, which corresponds to four times that the Creator looked in the Torah before he took out his deed for his work. Those four times are Chubtum. "Then he saw it," is Chokhmah, "and declared it," is Binah. "He established it," is Deranpin, "and also searched it out," is Malchut. After those four clothings, the Creator created what he created. This is what the first four words in the Torah imply as well. Bereshit, in the beginning, is Chokhmah. Bara, created, is Binah. Elohim, God, is Zeranpin. Et, the, is Malchut. And after those four clothings, the Shemayim, the heavens, were made. Shai from Rehovot is asking, what's the difference between iniquity and sin?
What's the difference?
Difference between iniquity and sin.
I don't know how to explain it. There is a matter of Zachar and Nukva, male and female. As you read, the male, the Zachar, is much more, well, positive versus the Nukva in the Klipa. Although there's no obligation there, but this is how it is. There is the matter of the degrees. The system of the klipa, impurity, just as the system of kedusha, of sanctity. However, what does it mean that she's like the system of kedusha? Because the system of kedusha, of sanctity, is from the world of Ein Sof down to our world, from above down, and from below upwards. The entire system. System of the klipa. Say, like when you're going to fix a car, there's a part, you are clear that it is malfunctioning, you need to exchange it. Now, there are parts that you're sure that there's no flaw in it. There are parts that you aren't quite sure, because only once the part you think is the problematic and it needs to be corrected, only once you fix that, you can check the rest of the parts. And to kickstart the car and then seeing all its systems. Hence, there are many types of klipot. There are those who aren't corrected as yet, that they weren't revealed in the world in general. There are those in a particular form. There are those who have been revealed, yet they are the ones that activate you to care for them. And correspondingly, there is a system of sanctity, which helps you, being in the corrected part, and also help you discover and correct the corrupted part, right? Meaning, just like, say, a person is sick, then he has systems that live well and systems that are sick, and there are doctors on the side that come and help him how to overcome the systems that got harmed. So accordingly here, hence there are many names to the klipot. There are such klipot we are incapable of correcting now, rather only in the further degrees. If not in the further degrees, then in end of correction. There are klipot that are corresponding to chasadim, klipot corresponding to chokhmah, katlut, gadlut. It's like this world. It's very complex. Now, each and every such thing has names usually ascribed to it, and I don't think you need to remember them accurately, because there's no point. When you will discover, you begin to discover them, all of a sudden you'll understand the name it was called by: avon, iniquities, avotot of the agala, the trunks of the cart. Suddenly you know everything. You'll know suddenly a lie or anything. You will understand where the word derived from. Why is it so? Was it written in such fashion? Why are you expressing it in such manner? From the lungs and from your throat and your mouth. Why is it structured? Why are you structured like that externally? In accordance with your inner form. Your soul also has like the part of the lungs and the throat and the mouth and the hevel that come out of the mouth, which is already returning light. And then you'll understand why you're structured in such way and how do you express those things you're saying. As your soul, who is doing this action with direct light and returning light and expresses the action. It's truly one for one. And due to that, you understand the form of the letters and their composition in words, not this way or another, and expressions, and more. But it's all once you begin to reveal. Then you'll discover that you're in a system that there's nothing redundant in it. That's it. Rather, everything the wisdom of Kabbalah talk about, suddenly you see that simply, accordingly, everything works, operates. And the Kabbalists who discovered that, they wrote it to us. That's it. They didn't invent anything in and out of themselves. They only worked on themselves to discover what is in nature. That's it. Yes.
Fabian from Mexico is asking, just how important is my imagination with the Zohar, or it's better to just follow scrutinies and intentions?
Imagination, well, a person has everything he needs, however, just as now we read a part which talks about the system of sanctity versus the system of purity with all these descriptions. We need to understand that one versus the other the Creator has created, meaning whatever you have in sanctity, you have also in impurity, however, in the opposite form, for you to know how to correct it, and, well, first of all, to identify it and correct it and add it to sanctity. The entire system of the klipa, of the shell, is called helpmate against. What does it mean, helpmate against? Meaning that, as a matter of fact, she, how shall I put it in court when I admit to it, the few words that I admit, say, all right, admit, like in court, for being bad. And confessing, testifying. The system of the klipa, of the shell, is built in such manner. Hence, it is called helpmate against. A bit deeper in the word against, that she is revealed for her to be corrected. Well, we're moving to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.